This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has had 24 tornadoes already this year. The latest confirmation was from Monday in Colby. There were only 23 tornadoes all of last year, which is average. The record for tornadoes in a season in Wisconsin was 62 in 2005. Even with high prices, Wisconsin is reporting a record number of home sales so far this fiscal year. The Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority reports 2,700 single-family home sales so far this fiscal year. That's more than twice as many in all of fiscal 2023. Former UW lacrosse chancellor Joe Gao says making online porn is no reason for him to lose his tenured faculty post.
Yes, my wife Carmen Wilson and I created a series of sexually explicit videos and books. We did so on our own time using our own money.
A disciplinary hearing for Gao is in its second day. Interim Chancellor Betsy Morgan says she's lost all trust in him.
My level of trust in the ability for him to be able to be an effective faculty member is very low. And my level of trust for him to sort of protect the university's best interests is low.
Gao says he's not being treated fairly. The state law library will be renamed for Lavinia Goodell, the first woman lawyer in Wisconsin. Goodell moved to Wisconsin in 1871 and drafted a bill to guarantee women the ability to practice law in Wisconsin, which became law in 1877. The law library was named for former conservative Justice David Prosser. Turning waste from factory farms into fuel may not be the green energy boon its supporters say it is. Chris Hunt is a researcher for the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project. He says biogas doesn't solve the problem.
If we put money toward biogas, we're essentially helping to subsidize and further entrench industrial livestock production.
Biogas supporters say anaerobic digesters can be responsibly regulated. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Duluth City officials are crediting previous investments in infrastructure for minimizing the damage caused by flash flooding during this week's storms. According to a Northern News Now report, infrastructure improvements began about 12 years ago after Duluth was torn apart by catastrophic flash flooding. Those floods ended up causing about $100 million in damage, but after improvements to things like green infrastructure, this week's flooding only caused some minor damage to a few trails and parks. The St. Louis County Board of Commissioners will hold an emergency meeting today to consider declaring a local disaster. According to county officials, the flash flooding caused by severe storms with heavy rainfall this week has caused a great deal of damage across the region, and the declaration of a local disaster could lead to state or federal assistance with cleanup and recovery. Following Tuesday's storm, 43 roads across St. Louis County were closed and washed out on top of tree damage caused by the storm. The Essentia Health Foundation has received a $125,000 donation to help area families affected by childhood cancer. The donation was made by AmSoil, Inc. through the creation of the Amatuzio Family AmSoil Fund, which will pay out the $125,000 donation over 5 years. The fund will provide financial assistance to families who are experiencing hardships due to their child's diagnosis and treatment requirements, hoping to lighten the burden on those vulnerable families. The Duluth Superior Area Community Foundation is looking for donations for their disaster relief fund. According to a Northern News Now report, the Northland nonprofit is raising funds to help residents in need after this week's severe storms and flash flooding. Funding from the donations will go towards things like infrastructure repair, community cleanups, temporary housing assistance, and mental health services. Donations can be made on the foundation's website, or a paper check can be mailed to their office. Superior National Forest crews are out assessing the damage caused by this week's severe storms. According to a Northern News Now report, officials are specifically checking the Boundary Waters Canoe Area wilderness entry points, campgrounds, and trails for storm damage that could pose a danger to visitors. Residents who have upcoming reservations at the campgrounds that have been affected by the storms will be contacted directly if the grounds are unusable, and updates can be found on their Facebook page. The 2024-2025 school year budget for Duluth Public Schools was approved on Wednesday night. According to a WDIO report, the school's budget is being reduced from previous years after a pair of failed referendums and the expiration of COVID relief funding. Some of the budget reductions will affect staffing, stipends, and some of the programs typically offered to students. The last failed referendum would have given the Duluth Public School District $5.2 million each year for the next 10 years. The body of a missing Duluth man was pulled from the Pokagama River on Monday. According to the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, 43-year-old Ryan Lottie was reported missing on Friday after being last seen running into the woods following a traffic stop on June 8th on Cemetery Road. Authorities began a thorough search after the traffic stop but were unable to find him. On Monday afternoon, a search party found his body in the river near Oaks Avenue. Authorities did not share the apparent cause of his death. The Wildwoods Animal Rehabilitation Center in Duluth is looking for donations during the month of June. According to a Northern News Now report, the organization is hoping to raise about $5,000 this month to allow them to better care for the rescues they take in. Officials say that their busiest season is between April and August due to the warmer weather getting more animals out and about, especially baby animals. The organization has helped hundreds of animals from 65 different species. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers win another series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Angels 2-0 in a pitcher's duel between Freddy Peralta and the Angels' 34-year-old lefty Tyler Anderson. Top of the eighth, Willy Adames up to bat on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Angels have been working around Adames in this game to face Hoskins. Base open at first, and now Adames, a broken bat, little flare, left field. That's going to bounce fair. Yelich will score, and Willy Adames picks up a big stake. It's a broken bat, RBI single, makes it 2-0 Brewers in the eighth.
Tonight, the crew are in San Diego to open a long four-game series against the Padres. NFL, former tackle David Bakhtiari on ESPN asked, what does he think of the Packers' new quarterback, Jordan Love?
Jordan, I mean, I got to be honest with you. I think the guy's a stud. I think he is going to get paid. They may have already even pretty much agreed. They're just probably just waiting and fine-tuning like last little bits there of their deal. The guy's like, You just love those kind of like his personality and the kind of dude he is. He is quiet yet confident and soft spoken yet caring. I got a chance to get, somewhat close to him. His girlfriend, who I hope that he, can speed it up and, make it his fiance pretty soon. She's amazing. So shout out Ronica. Again, you just root for guys like him. So I think he's growing and ascending in this league. I think he's going to be a really good quarterback that's going to lead the team. And I still think the same thing. I think that they'll make the playoffs for sure. And then from there, depends on what happens. And if they play the Cowboys, then I mean, that probably will bode well for them.
That's David Bakhtiari with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Do you have a child named after a Disney character? A lot of people do. Nevada is the number one state with Disney-inspired baby names. The New York Post reports New York is the ninth most Disney-influenced state. The name Ariel has been near the top of the list since The Little Mermaid. Names that are nearly extinct include Kathy, Al, Mitzi, and Vern, according to baby names experts at Namesbury. One expert says parents are trying to give their kids names that will stand out on Instagram. Other popular names of Disney characters that are given to kids these days are Coda, Moana, Flynn, and Elsa. What better way to make a kid aspire to one day becoming a cartoon character? If you're like Nick Cannon, you give your kids names like Powerful Queen, Onyx Ice Cole, or Zion Mixolydian. Man, I hope those kids are in private school. Cannon probably had no idea when assigning names to his offspring that they will have to spell their name every single time they meet someone or call customer service. Suddenly, Vern doesn't sound so bad. Steve Martin says he doesn't like being in comedy clubs anymore because they remind him of his old stand-up days when he was starting out. Martin says when he walks into comedy clubs now, he can still taste the cheap wine in his mouth. Martin sat down with Oscar-winning documentarian Morgan Neville in L.A. to discuss his documentary, Steve, a documentary in two parts. The first part of the documentary covers Martin's days working at Disneyland and doing stand-up comedy. The second part covers his film career. It's really insightful and a great watch. Netflix is about to become more than virtual. The streaming service is looking to open up two entertainment complexes. Variety says they are being called Netflix Houses, and they will be located in Pennsylvania in a town called King of Prussia. Please change that name, and Dallas, Texas. Netflix Houses will try to enhance the overall Netflix experience for consumers with pop-up live experiences of shows like Stranger Things and Squid Game. In a related story, Netflix is raising their monthly fee to $4,000. How does Usher stay in shape? He follows in the footsteps of his grandma. The pop star recently talked about his diet and exercise routine with the Wall Street Journal and says he credits his physique to meditation and starts his days with a drink consisting of celery juice, cayenne pepper, ginger lemon, and water, followed by a session of yoga. The pop icon also says he fasts on Wednesdays because that's what his grandma did. Isn't that sweet? And yeah, not eating? Great way to keep the weight off. Fans of The Apprentice or of its demise might enjoy a new book called Apprentice in Wonderland, which is now available. Variety reports that the book details on-set meltdowns by host Donald Trump, which include racial slurs and storming off the set. The former president also claims that Deborah Messing was not only in love with him, but so thankful for the ratings lead-in The Apprentice provided for her show, Will and Grace. Since Trump said it, it must be true, except that it's not, because Will and Grace was on before The Apprentice. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Today, showers and thunderstorms, a high near 72. For tonight, scattered storms with lows in the low 60s. For Friday, showers, maybe a thunderstorm. We'll have heavy rainfall possible with a high near 75. Friday night, scattered storms and a low around 66.
Currently 59 degrees.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio.